It's time for Carrington Cardinals Softball here on KDAK, the Cardinal. Cardinal Softball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and the Hydration Station. And now, let's go out to the ball diamond for your voice of the Carrington Cardinals. It is BJ Walters.
And we welcome you to Mayville, North Dakota. It is the 2025 Class B Region 2 Softball Tournament. Today's first semifinal features the Carrington Cardinals and the Thompson Tommies. Good morning to you, you're saying. What on earth are you doing on the air so early? Yeah, we are on the air a little early. BJ Walters with you. If you haven't noticed yet, the weather everywhere is just a disaster and a half right now in North Dakota, mainly with either rain already coming down or impending rain on the way. So the Region 2 softball tournament going to get underway a little early here. Two teams that won their quarterfinal games on Saturday. Thompson, no problem at all with Langdon area Munich, 15-0 in five innings. Carrington jumped out 9-0 on Saturday against Midway Minto. Had the lead cut to 9-6 and then scored the final three runs of the game for a 12-6 win. The winner of this game advances to the Region 2 championship, currently scheduled for 3 p.m. tomorrow. The losing team will play, I say this with the caveat that it probably won't happen, later today against the loser of the game that follows ours between Mayport, C.G. Hatton, Northwood, and Pembina County North. Happy to have you with us this morning as the Cardinals are two wins from the state tournament. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, Brady Smith, and we will do that in just a second when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Two wins, that's what separates the Cardinals from their first ever state tournament. Doesn't matter the order you get them, but might want to get this first one because the rest of the week might be hairy. We're joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, Brady Smith, and I mean, you've moved this game up an hour to try and beat the weather. That's kind of a hint that the weather is coming, and who knows what happens after this first one.
Yeah, it was kind of a scatter this morning, that's for sure. Trying to get a bunch of details in a short amount of time, and you know, pretty soon we're on the bus an hour earlier, and now we're looking to play our first game of this, you know, double Elim. So yeah, we got to be ready to play, and we already know what to expect out of Thompson. So it's going to be all about damage control today.
Going back to Saturday, that's such a strange game because it looks like, you know, it's going to be five innings and done. They rally, then you guys put it away. Kind of saw a lot of different things.
Yeah, you know, we kind of expected that out of the first time that we played them. Even though the score was 15-5, you know, they played us pretty well for five or six innings. So they did not quit all game. And, you know, that's a learning lesson for us that you can't stop playing either. You got to take every play, every at-bat seriously. And, you know, lucky enough, we were able to pull it off at the end there too.
one of the impressive things about your offense is you just don't know who else it's going to be from game to game, but it's going to be someone. And on Saturday, Ella had a great game.
She did, yeah. You, like you said, you never know who's going to step up and have a big hit or have a couple more RBIs than they're used to. And, yeah, Ella hit the ball hard every time she was up, which is great to see out of an underclassman. And, you know, maybe today it'll be someone else.
So the four teams that are left are the top three teams in the South and Pembina County North, who barely got by Nelson County Mid-Cota. It does speak to the strength of the division that you guys are in.
Yeah, you know, that's what's fortunate about playing in this division is that you get to play some pretty competitive games and teams. And, yeah, that's what makes things fun, and it definitely keeps you on your toes.
Thompson, the first time you were in the game until the sixth inning, then they had the big frame that kind of put it away. What did you take from that one?
Definitely a learning experience. You know, we know that we are capable of playing with them. It's just a couple of things got away from us. And, you know, that's where we didn't damage control. That's where things just kept snowballing, and the game got out of reach. But, yeah, we were right there with them for the first six innings, and hoping we can do that again today.
You look at your team's record, it's above 500, but it is what it is. You've only lost one game this year where Isabel has been the catcher. Obviously, you have her for this tournament. Got to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, every time you have her, it's always a bonus. You know, we've kind of adapted and learned how to win without her. But any game that you can have her, especially the most important time of the year, it's always an added bonus.
What have you been told the rest of the week or the rest of this tournament could look like if the games today are not able to all be played?
My guess is that we'll try to cram a bunch of games in tomorrow if we have to. Hopefully the rain and the cold kind of stay away, but it's North Dakota. You got to play in any condition that you're capable of. So yeah, hopefully we can stay on schedule. That's for sure.
Well, Coach, good luck out there in searching for the two wins that get you to state.
That's right. Thanks, BJ.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Brady Smith, joining us, and the Bessette Motors starting lineups and opening pitcher of this one are next when Cardinal Softball continues in a moment.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Back in Mayville, it is the Cardinals and Thompson Tommy.
The first baseman, number 9, Brent Smith. 96, the third baseman, number 5, Warren Hendrickson.
All right, I think my headset came undone there. All right, it's time for the Bessette Motors starting lineups. Bessette Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bessette Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. Carrington is the 3 seed from the south of the visitors. They lead off with shortstop Mara Coots. Isabel Wendell, the catcher, hits second. Cadence Van Ray in center field hits third. Callie Hewitt does the pitching and bats cleanup. Brent Smith is at first base batting fifth. Lauren Hendrickson, the third baseman, hits sixth. Ella Volk is the second baseman hitting seventh. Bailey Ness in right field bats eighth. And Aubrey Nice in left field bats ninth. For Thompson, Claire Colling in center field leads off. Andy Schwab in right field bats second. Maya Warkin, the shortstop, bats third. Kaya Hurst is at third base hitting cleanup. Cynthia Eliason, the second baseman, hits fifth. Abby Olson does the pitching and hits sixth. The catching is done by Fiona Henderson. She bats seventh. The designated player is Casey Munson hitting eighth for the left fielder Kaylee Kurz. And Morgan Muse is the first baseman batting ninth. The winner of this game to the regional final. Carrington has never beaten Thompson in softball. However, before a playoff game 2 years ago, they had never beaten Grafton. Now they kind of have ownage on the Spoilers, so we will see what happens here in Mayville. We'll take our final pregame break. We'll come back with the first pitch of this Region 2 semifinal. The winner will be one win away from state, and we will do that when Cardinal Softball continues in a moment.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, silly, it's not a train station. Hydration station. Come and check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and juices. And they also have some great snacks for on the go. And did you know that they are now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. till 4:30. Stop by and see Jim today at Hydration Station. First Street in Carrington, open Monday through Friday, 6 till 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
This is Zach Volson, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. This is a sincere plea to adult fans from North Dakota high school students. Please don't embarrass us by yelling at players, referees, or coaches. The number one reason students participate in activities is for fun. Please don't take the fun out of these activities. Support us at games in a positive manner. A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
The national anthem here in Mayville. Now, a programming note for those of you frantically searching for the Region 3 baseball tournament. There's a reason why you have failed in your search so far, and you will fail the rest of the day in your search, because the tournament has been postponed until, we hope, tomorrow. By the way, that doesn't look great either, so we'll see. But Carrington and Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion, were supposed to be getting underway right about now. That's not going, obviously, to happen. Let's set the defense for you for Thompson. Left to right in the outfield, Kaylee Kurz, Claire Culling, and Andy Schwab. Left side of the infield, Kaya Hurst and Maya Workin. Right side, Cynthia Eliason and Morgan Muse, with Fiona Henderson catching Abigail Olson. Take me out to the Olson, a right-hander. Thompson in their green tops, black pants, white numbers. Carrington in gray pullovers. There is a red jersey, a Cardinal red jersey underneath, but they're in pullovers today. It is a very chilly, windy day, 41 degrees, and the first pitch of this one is swung on and popped up. Second baseman drifts out. That wind playing games with it, and it drops. Mara Kutz is aboard on what will be scored. A hit. First pitch single for Mara. And here's Isabel Wendell. Game time temperature is 49 degrees. It doesn't feel like it. First pitch to Isabel Wendell is bounced on the ground wide of Brady Smith at third base, and it's 0-1. An 11:54 first pitch, and they are going to try and move this along here in Mayville, because at about 2 o'clock, that's when this weather system is projected to reach here. The 0-1 is high, and it's 1-1 to Isabel Wendell. That's why when we told you in pregame that the loser of this game plays later today, well, that might not be the case. The 1-1 is a strike, and it's one ball and two strikes to Isabel Wendell, with Mara Kutz at first and one, and nobody out in the first, and the pitch is high, 2-2. This was a one-run game into the sixth in Carrington. The pitch is hit on the ground to third. Nice play. Throw to second. Bounces in, but wow. Kaya Hurst throws to Cynthia Eliason and gets the lead runner. A fielder's choice 5-4. Wendell is aboard, and here's Cadence Van Ray. It wasn't that it was a bad throw. It was that the wind caught it. And Van Ray takes inside 1-0. Hurst made a good play on the one hopper, but my goodness, she threw it to second. The wind just caught it. Speaking of catching it, that's a wild pitch, and down to second is Wendell. It's 2-0 to Cadence Van Ray. And as you hear the wind, a chance for Carrington to take the early lead. That's low. That gets away. Wendell to third. Back-to-back wild pitches. And Cadence Van Ray way ahead, 3-0. She's a senior, so she'll have a green light, but only if it's perfect. The 3-0, and it's not. It hit her. And they're at the corners for Callie Hewitt. Hewitt hit her third home run of the season on Saturday in the win over Midway Minto. And, of course, Hewitt had the dramatic home run on this day a year ago against PCN. The pitch. Hewitt takes in the dirt, ball one, and there goes Van Ray to second on a stolen base. Wendell at third, Van Ray at second with nobody out, or rather one out in the inning. The pitch is inside, and the count's 2-0 to Callie Hewitt. A chance for Carrington to break out early against the Thompson Tommies. The 2-0. And Hewitt skies one into right center. That's a tough play coming over. A collision, and the catch is made by Schwab as she collides with Calling. Tagging and scoring is Wendell and Carrington lead 1-0 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Also tagging, because there was a collision, was Van Ray. She's at third, and Bryn Smith fists one foul. It's 0-1. 1-0 Carrington on the Bank Forward scoreboard in this Region 2 semifinal. The pitch by Olson on 0-1 is taken for a ball high. One ball, one strike. Van Ray at third with two down. The 1-1 is hit on the ground. Pass first towards second. And flipping it to first is Eliason. And the side is retired. But Carrington get a run on a hit with no errors and one left. And at the end of a half inning on the Bank Forward scoreboard, it's the Cardinals 1. Thompson coming up when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Before we set Callie Hewitt's defense, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the 2025 Region 2B softball tournament in Mayville.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
Sophomore Callie Hewitt picked up her sixth win of the year on Saturday, and her defense left to right in the outfield, Aubrey Nice, Cadence Van Ray, and Bailey Ness. Left side of the infield, Lauren Hendrickson and Mara Coots. Right side is Ella Volke and Bryn Smith, with Isabel Wendell catching the right-hander, who throws ball one to Claire Colling.
It's Claire Colling, Andy Schwab, and Maya working in the bottom of the first. Of the
Hewitt down, 1-0. On 1-0. Carrington got an earned run on the top. Takes all the way to the backstop, 2-0. Left-handed hitter Claire Colling, outstanding basketball player for the Tommies and also their leadoff hitter here. 2-0. The pitch is a strike on the outside. It's 2-1. If Carrington win this game, they would have two chances tomorrow to get to the state tournament, the 2-1. Line pass first and down the right field line, heading into the corner. Calling hits first and hits second. She's going to third, and she'll be there with a leadoff stand-up triple. And Andy Schwab will be the hitter, another left-handed batter. That ball was hooked past Bryn Smith, and she never really had a chance at it. So now a chance for Thompson to tie it. There is a strike. It's 0-1. Andy Schwab from the left side. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed. 0-2. And now a chance for Callie Hewitt to get right out of a little bit of a mess. Here's the 0-2, and it's low. 1-2.
Championship and a state qualifier to follow. Could very well move into Wednesday, depending on the weather.
And that's high. One ball, two strike pitch missed up, and it's 2-2 to Schwab. On deck, Maya Workin. 1-0 Carrington, bottom of the first. The pitch
taken just off the plate away. 3-2 to Andy Schwab. The payoff is hit on the ground to Ella Volk. Flip to first. That will score the run and tie the game on the 4-3 ground out. 1-1, and here's Maya Workin.
Now batting, number 3, Maya Workin.
First one is a little high. 1-1 and no strikes to count.
Tied at 1, bottom of the first inning. Mayport CG Hatton Arthur to play Pembina County North in game 2 this afternoon.
Now the 1-0. And that's a little high. 2-0. We've told you about the winner of this game. Well, for the loser of this game, they'll try to play again today. Here's a high fly ball to center. Cadence Van Ray has no problems at all with that. There's two down. And with two down, Kaya Hurst is going to be the hitter. First pitch is hit on the ground towards the middle and through. A base hit for Kaya Hurst with two down.
That batter was number 13, Kaya Hurst.
Now here's Cynthia Eliason. First pitch to Eliason is cut on and missed. Or I beg your pardon, it's fouled at the plate. And the count is 0-1.
Thompson, the number 1 seed from the South. Mayport CG Hatton Arthur is the 2 seed from the South.
And that's a check swing. The home plate umpire able to make the call himself, and the count goes to 0-2. Here's the 0-2, and it's lined towards center. Van Ray reaches up, makes the catch, side retired. Well, Thompson does answer with a run on 2 hits, no errors and 1 left, and at the end of an inning of this Region 2B semifinal, it's Carrington 1, Thompson 1. Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Hey, Cardinals fans, whether you're driving to the big game or just cruising around, OK Tire Store has you covered with the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With Bridgestone Tires, you can tackle every road with confidence and enjoy the journey ahead. The team at Carrington's OK Tire Store is here to provide top quality tires and service you can trust from employee owners. Visit OKTireInc.com or stop by the Carrington location today. Go Cardinals!
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Lauren Hendrickson, then Ella Volk, and Bailey Ness here in the second inning against Abby Olson. First pitch is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Hendrickson had a couple of hits, couple of runs on Saturday. Olson deals, and it's outside, 1-1. The full day's schedule here, we'll get to that in just a second. The 1-1 is popped up. Olson says it's hers, and it is. 1-1. One out in Cardinal baseball and softball all spring have been brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. First pitch, swing and a miss by Ella Volk. It's 0-1. Ella had a great game on Saturday against Midway Minto, and she skies one deep down the left field line. Moving over and not able to get to it was Kurz, and it's 0-2. After this game, Mayport CG Hatton Northwood will face Pembina County North. PCN got a win yesterday. That's right, yesterday against Nelson County Midcoda. Here's the 0-2, and it's a little roller past Olsen towards second. The flip to first is in time by Eliason, and there's two down. It had a lot of English on it, but there's two down for Bailey Ness.
Going to play number 10, Bailey Ness.
So not only is it interesting because they won that game on a Sunday, it's also interesting because that was the 13th game this year between the South and the North divisions facing each other as Ness swings through strike one. It was the first game all year that the North division has won, and it was only 6-5 in favor of the Grizzlies. The previous 12 had all been won by the South. That includes Saturday's quarterfinals. The pitch. Ness takes low, 1-1. Carrington defeated Midway Minto. Thompson beat Langdon, and Mayport CG had to come back to beat Grafton. The pitch is fisted foul, and it's 1-2 to Bailey Ness. If the inning continues, Aubrey Nice is on deck to the right side. Carrington 1, Thompson 1. Bank forward second inning scoreboard. Here it is. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the side is retired. A 1-2-3 second inning, and as we go to the home half, it's Carrington 1, Thompson 1, and Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Abby Olson leads off the home second inning against Callie Hewitt, and she takes low, 1-0. It'll be Olson, then Fiona Henderson and Casey Munson against the right-handed sophomore Hewitt, who delivers a 1-0 to the right-handed hitting Olson. And it's tapped on the ground to Lauren Hendrickson, who fields the second hop and throws out the hustling pitcher, 1-1. And here's Fiona Henderson.
Fiona Henderson.
The catcher, that's right. It's really just the left-handed hitters that gave Callie a little bit of difficulty in that first inning. She did well against the righties. Henderson, a right-handed hitter, takes a little bit upstairs, 1-0. So Mayport CG plays Pembina County North after this one. Here's the pitch. And that's a little high, 2-0. Then the losing team of that game plays the losing team of this game. Initially, it was 5 o'clock. They would like to get it started by 3:30 or 4, a swing and a miss. It's 2-1. And keep in mind that this tournament is going to be moved along now with this threat of rain. They want to get as much in as they can. A 2-1 on the way. And it's fisted back to Hewitt. Two down. Two down for Casey Munson. Well, these first two innings, the tops of them have looked very similar to the bottoms so far of them. Both teams getting a run in the first, and now a little roller to Lauren Hendrickson, the throw to first, and both pitchers have a 1-2-3 second inning. And after two on the bank forward scoreboard in this Region 2B semifinal, Carrington 1, Thompson 1, and Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett. Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
9-1-2 in the order here in the third. It's Aubrey Nice, Mara Kutz, and Isabel Wendell against Abby Olson. Cardinal softball all season brought to you by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. Nice takes ball one in the dirt from Olson as that wind continues to pick up. And now there's a strike over the outside. It's 1-1. Region 1 softball also going today down to its final four. That's high, ball two. We'll do our best to try and keep you updated on what else is going on in the state. It can sometimes be challenging and sometimes not. Here's a foul down the right side, and the count is 2-2. Those final four in Region 1 are the three teams you would expect, Central Cass, Kindred, Richland, and Hillsborough Central Valley, as that's low, and the count goes to 3-2 on Aubrey Nice. But the fourth team is Enderlin. The pitch is hit on the ground towards third. Hurst cannot field it. And Aubrey Nice is aboard on the E5. And here's Mara Kutz, who reached on a fly ball single back in the first. So it is Central Cass and Enderlin, Kindred Richland, and Hillsborough Central Valley. Region 3 is going to try to begin today, but I don't like their chances. The pitch to Kutz is inside ball one. In fact, is that the region that has... No, it's not. It's Region 4 that has already said they're not going to play today. Here's the 1-0, and Kutz takes high, 2-0. Mara, 7 career home runs, including a couple this year. And the wind is blowing out to left center when it does blow. The 2-0, Kutz swings through it, 2-1. Although, really, the wind does not matter with Mara. The home run she hit against Ray at Fargo Midseason Madness was into the teeth of a very stiff wind. The 2-1. Kutz takes ball three with Isabel Wendell on deck. There's a runner on and nobody out in the third inning. Carrington 1, Thompson 1 in this Region 2 semi. The pitch, Kutz blasts one foul. And it's 3-2. She hit it to the other softball field. 3 balls and 2 strikes to count. In Region 3, DeLax Burlington, the number 1 seed, the number 2 seed is Botno, and Ray is the 3rd seed. And then in Region 4, Beulah is the 1 seed, and Velvet Drake Animus is the 2 seed. The pitch, and Kutz takes ball 4. There's 2 on and nobody out for Carrington in the 3rd, and here comes Isabel Wendell. Isabel reached on a fielder's choice in the 1st and then scored Carrington's run. Would she be asked to bunt? I think it's reasonable. By Brady Smith, who's coaching over at third. The pitch, she is bunting and she fouls it down the third base line. It's not easy to bunt against a pitcher with a lot of spin, as they call it, on the ball. And Abby Olson does have a lot of spin on it. 0-1. Wendell not bunting. Takes ball one low. And it's 1-1. Shelby Botha coaches at first. And Brady Smith, as we mentioned, at third. The pitch. And that's line to third. Caught. Throw to second. Double play. I don't know where Aubrey Nice was going, but there's 2 down.
They got 2 outs there.
And it is a double play. Nice doubled off. 5-4. And with the runner at first and 2 down, here's Cadence Van Ray taking a swing at it and missing 0-1. Now the 0-1 from Olsen. His line foul down the left field line. Look out. There's some fans down there. All the fans are very well bundled up, as well they should be. We're not going to hit 50 degrees today. Here's the 0-2. And that's line foul. Boy, she's really turning on the inside pitches from Abby Olsen as Cadence Van Ray. She was hit by a pitch on a 3-0 in her first at bat. Again, the 0-2. Van Ray flies one foul the other way. Still 0-2. Cadence having a good at bat. And now a couple of foul balls come flying in from every which direction. Kaya Hurst caught one. So did Fiona Hendrickson. And Brady Smith had one. So you went from having not enough softballs to having a couple of full pockets of them. 0-2 still to Van Ray. The pitch is lined into left field. That's a two-out single for Cadence. And it will bring up Callie Hewitt. Hewitt, a sacrifice fly RBI in her first at bat. And now how big is that double play that Thompson turned? The pitch. Hewitt watches it go all the way to the backstop, and both runners move up on a very, very wild pitch. Second and third, two out. Callie, who was so clutch in the postseason last year, trying to do it again. The pitch is outside 2-0. Bryn Smith is on deck. Second and third, two down in the third of a 1-1 game. The pitch, Hewitt looks at a strike. It's 2-1. At third base, Coots. At second base, Wendell. The pitch outside. And it's 3-1 to Hewitt. I beg your pardon. At second base is Van Ray. Now the 3-1, and Hewitt lines one out into deep right center field. Moving over to make the catch is Schwab, and the side is retired. So, no runs on a hit, an error, and two left. And as we go to the bottom of the third inning on the Bank Forward scoreboard, it's still Carrington 1, Thompson 1. Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota, or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
Callie Hewitt back to the circle, facing 9-1 and 2. Morgan Muse, Claire Calling, and Andy Schwab here in the home third inning. A 1-1 game on the Bank Forward scoreboard, and Hewitt's first one to the nine-hole hitter is swung on and hit on the ground to Mara Coots. She bobbles for a moment, throws to first. It is in time, one down. What a nice stretch by Bryn Smith, and a nice play at both ends, one away. That was a very nice recovery by Coots, and then a fantastic stretch towards second base by Bryn Smith. Claire Calling tripled and scored back in the first. The pitch, and Calling takes an off-speed pitch low, 1-0. One ball to count. Outfielders trying to stay warm more than anything. The pitch is high, 2-0. Aubrey Nice out in left field, going without the hat out there. The 2-0 is a strike, and it's 2-1 over the inside corner. Both Van Ray and Ness are wearing the caps out there. The 2-1. is hit in the air to left center field. Moving over is nice, and it'll be off the base of the fence. A one-out double for Claire Colling, who is halfway to the cycle, and she's got two of the harder parts of it, the double and the triple.
And a double.
And here's Andy Schwab with one on and one out in the third. Schwab had the RBI ground out to Ella Volk back in the first. Carrington 1, Thompson 1 in the third. On the main forward scoreboard. First pitch from Hewitt is grounded towards first, backhanded by Brent Smith. What a play by Brent Smith to, at least for the moment, save a run. She tags first base, two down, onto third is Colling. My goodness, what a play by Brent Smith. And here is Maya Workin. She flied out in her first at-bat to Cadence Van Ray. Here she takes ball one, it bounced in. Runner at third, two down after Bryn Smith makes the backhanded play at first base. The 1-0 is a ball outside. Not by much, but it did miss, and it's 2-0. 2-0 the count. Hewitt deals. Low and in. 3-0. Kaya Hurst is on deck.
Three balls and no strikes to Maya Workin.
3-0 the count. Hewitt deals. And there's a strike. It's 3-1. Hewitt at 34 pitches through 2 2/3, which pitch count not an issue in softball. Here's the 3-1. And that's a little high. And they're on the corners for Kaya Hurst. Hurst singled in her first at bat. It was up the middle past Mara Coots. First pitch. Gets away, coming to the plate, Colling, and she will score. Now continuing on to third, the tag, she's out. So the run scores, but trying to go to third was Workin, and she's thrown out. But the run does score, and for the first time in the game, the Thompson Tommies have the lead. It's a run on a hit, no errors, and nobody left. And as we go to the fourth on the main forward scoreboard, our new score, Thompson 2, Carrington 1. And Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Hi, I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals.
Bryn Smith takes ball one from Abby Olson and now swings and misses, one ball, one strike. It's 2-1 Thompson. Fourth inning on the main forward scoreboard. Tommy's taking the lead on the wild pitch. Here's the 1-1, and Smith looks at one outside, 2-1, and Cardinal softball brought to you by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal questions. 652-3400, as Smith sends one over our head, straight back, 2-2. 2-2. Olson throws, and it's inside. 3-2. It'll be Bryn Smith, Lauren Hendrickson, and Ella Volk here in the fourth inning. The first at bats of the game while trailing for Carrington. 3-2. And here it is. And it's inside. Ball four. And Bryn Smith is aboard as a possible tying run for Lauren Hendrickson, who flied out in her first at bat. It was back to the pitcher, Olson. So it was more of a pop out than a fly out. First pitch is bunted but foul. And it's 0-1. down the third base line. The line scores through three, two runs, three hits, an error, and one left for Thompson. A run on two hits, no errors, and three left for Carrington. Olsen ready on 0-1 to Hendrickson. That's line foul the other way, and it's 0-2. If Carrington can come back and win it, they're in the regional final tomorrow. If they don't, then we hope the rain doesn't come, and there's a second game today. The 0-2 is taken for strike three, called on the outside corner. Second strikeout for Olsen, and that brings up Ella Volk in the pink batting gloves for Ella. First pitch, and Volk swings through strike one. It's 0-1. I don't know if it's quite playing on the radio, but it just seems like the players are getting in there and this game is moving. And that hitter. And so, there's two on for Bailey Ness. I mean, this game is really moving. I think the players, the coaches, the umpires, they all want to beat the rain. And now we get a visit to the circle, and it is brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at dakotacentral.com. So two on and one out for Bailey Ness. Ness in her first at-bat struck out swinging. Carrington trailing by a run, looking for that big clutch hit that could turn the complexion of this 2B semifinal. Again, Carrington was in this game last year. I think it was against Mayport. They lost, then beat PCN later in the day in extra innings. The pitch. Ness fouls it straight back. It's 0-1. They would get to that state qualifying game and lose to an excellent Thompson team. The pitch. And now Ness shows bunt, takes a ball, and they will run Bryn Smith back to second base. Fiona Hendrickson took four steps towards the circle as the wheel play was on, and Bryn Smith was able to get a big secondary lead. Here's the 1-1 to Ness. She shows bunt. She gets it down. It's foul. It's foul, and it's in the box, so it's 1-2. If the ball hits you when you're out of the box, it's an out. But Bailey was still in the box, and so it's just one ball and two strikes. Aubrey Nice on deck. Here's the 1-2 from Olsen. Ness gets hit by the pitch, and the bases are loaded for Carrington. At third base, Smith. At second base, Volk. At first base, Ness. And here's Aubrey Nice, who reached on an error back in the second. A chance for Carrington to answer the run in the third by Thompson. There's ball one. And the top of the order is on deck. So as long as there's no double play, this becomes a big opportunity. There's a strike, and it's 1-1. Nice with good speed. The pitch is low, 2-1. I mentioned that because if there's a ball hit on the ground, it's going to be very difficult to double her up. 2-1. Here it is from Olsen. Nice. Grounds one on the right side. Gets through everybody, and there is no play. Everybody's safe. Now Volk comes to the plate with the second run. Nice. Down to second. Here comes the third run. They all score. What a wild play. And I don't know how our buddy Greg Keating's going to score that. An infield hit with one RBI, and then the other two runs just score. Oh, my goodness. It is 4-2 Carrington on about the strangest possible play. And now a ground ball foul by Mara Kutz. It's 0-1.
So it'll be one run batted in, an infield hit, and an error allows the other two runs to come in. Thompson now down 4-2.
And now a fly ball by Kutz into center field. This is a tough play, but coming on calling to make the catch. And there's two down. A 4-2 Carrington lead.
Two down runner at second and Carrington. Thompson, 4-2 in the top of the fourth. Upset Miami.
And now here is Isabel Wendell swinging and missing. It's 0-1. What a crazy play. And good base running by Carrington. You just keep running until they tell you to stop. The 0-1. Wendell takes ball one, and it's 1-1. A ball and a strike to count. Here it comes. Wendell pops it up on the infield. It's Hendrickson making the catch. And the side is retired. But Carrington score thrice. Three runs on two hits with an error and one left. And all of a sudden, halfway through the game, midway of the fourth inning, it is Carrington 4, Thompson 2. And Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Kaya Hurst leads off the home fourth inning against Callie Hewitt and takes ball one. Hurst, Eliason, Olson here in the home fourth inning with the Cardinals leading 4-2 in this Region 2 semi. The pitch hit on the ground to the backhand side and through Mara Kutz, a base hit. And now she was caught between first and second was Hurst, but she ends up at second base on... I think it's going to be a double. Yeah, I think it is a double. She just never stopped running. You know, there is a lesson in this game that we have seen. Don't stop running. Anything can happen if you don't stop running. Here's Cynthia Eliason, and she takes ball one. She had a line drive to center in her first at bat. It's a very good lesson. Just keep going. You don't know what could happen. The 1-0. Hit on the ground foul, 1-1. Again, the winner of this game plays, we think, so we're told, at 3 p.m. tomorrow for the Region 2 championship and an automatic berth to the state tournament. Here's the 1-1. Hit in the air to left. Moving over is nice. Looking up, it is gone, and the game is tied. Cynthia Eliason with a two-run homer. And it's 4-4. And just that quickly, the Thompson Tommies answer. A 4-4 game in the fourth. And now, here is Abigail Olson. She grounded out in her first at bat. That ball was absolutely smoked. First pitch. Olson swings through it. It's 0-1.
Thompson, after giving up three runs, two earned, one unearned.
Nothing and one, the count to Olson. No batting gloves. The pitch. Line down the left field line. A base hit, and it goes into the corner. And Nice has trouble with it, but it was going to be a double either way. Three straight extra base hits for Thompson here in the fourth. And here's Fiona Henderson. And now we might get a runner at second base. Is that what I'm seeing? It is what I'm seeing. And it is going to be Addison Roberton. Roberton will run at second. A courtesy run situation. We are in the fourth inning. It is 4-4, and we are absolutely no closer to knowing who will be advancing to the Region 2 final.
Still nobody got four Thompson in the bottom of the fourth.
First pitch to Henderson. Got her. And there's two on and nobody out for Casey Munson, the eight-hole hitter. The first four have reached for Thompson here in the fourth. And I don't think, well, we're going to get somebody at first. They're wearing a pullover, so I'm going to have to wait for Craig to tell us that he has the same amount of a clue as we do. So Craig is wearing many hats. He's also the official scorer for this tournament. First pitch is a strike. It's 0-1 to Casey Munson, who grounded out in her first at bat. So there's two on and nobody out and two home. Here it is. Line right back off of Hewitt's glove, out to Coots, throw to first, late, infield single. And the bases are loaded with nobody out for Thompson. And remember what Coach Smith said in pregame. You have to do damage control. Right now, you have got to do damage control if you're Carrington. Here's Morgan Muse. She grounded out to Bryn Smith in her first at bat. Pardon me. Here she lands one into the alley in left center field. One run is home. Two runs are home. And here comes the third run to the plate. There will be no relay. It's a three-run double, and it's 7-4 Thompson. Morgan Muse, a three-run double. The first six have reached in the inning. And here's Claire Colling.
Along with Munson.
Colling has a double. Colling has a triple. The pitch. And she takes ball one high. Left-handed batter. A 7-4 Thompson lead all of a sudden here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch, hello, 2-0 the count to Colling, and she takes ball three high with Andy Schwab on deck. First six hitters have reached, five have scored. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Hewitt delivers. And that's sliced down the left field line. It's a base hit, and it goes to the fence. Around third is Muse. She'll score, calling into second with, I think, a single and an E7. Or, no, it's going to be a double. And now it is 8-4. And Brady Smith is going to go to the circle for a Dakota Central mound visit. Boy, Thompson all of a sudden hitting everything Callie Hewitt throws at him. As the first seven have reached and six have scored, it's now 8-4 Tommies. And Andy Schwab will hit. She's the eighth hitter of the inning. And this is exactly what Brady Smith was talking about with us in pregame. You've got to be able to put a stop to the snowball. And right now, Thompson is just rolling right downhill. That snowball is getting bigger and bigger. Here's Schwab from the left side with Colling at second. The pitch is high, 1-0.
Eighth batter, the inning for Thompson, they still do not have any outs.
1-0 to Schwab. And here it is. Swing and a miss. She was swinging for a couple more runs. It's one ball and one strike.
Six Thompson runs here in the fourth.
The 1-1 is low, gets away, and down to third is Colling on the wild pitch. The count 2-1 to Schwab, and here it is. hit in the air, deep right center field. That ball's going to one-hop the fence. Schwab into second with an RBI double. Now she's going to go for three, and she's got an RBI triple. And it is 9-4. And Maya Workin is the ninth Tommy to hit in the inning. None of them have been retired. Seven have scored, one is on. It's 9-4 Thompson. The pitch. Workin takes, ball one in. It's 1-0. Again, if Carrington should lose this game, they will sweat out the winner, or the weather, and get the loser of Mayport CG Pembina County North. Here's a fly ball to right. Moving over is Ness, and it's off the tip of her glove. Into second is Workin on the E9. It is 10-4. And here's Kaya Hurst. All of a sudden, Carrington need to put an end to this to make sure they get three more at-bats. There's strike one to Kaya Hurst, who started all of this earlier in the inning with a single. Or rather, with a double. Here's a line drive single to center field. Dan Ray has no play at the plate. She throws into second. It's an RBI single for Kaya Hurst. It's 11-4. And Cynthia Eliason, who homered earlier this inning, will hit again.
Thompson scored 9 runs. All batters 1-9 have scored here in the fourth inning. Cynthia Eliason.
It has really flipped on Carrington, the pitch. Ripped to short. Coots goes to second and throws it into right center. And E6, and it's first and third. Still nobody out.
First over the third. She should have been on as the lead runner. They unable to get the out as the throw from Coots was a little bit on the low side.
And now the entire infield is going to come together.
On a fielder's choice. Still nobody out.
And there is no Coach Smith. This is Isabel Wendell and Callie Hewitt calling the infield together and saying, listen, put an end to this and do it now. They are at the corners for Abby Olson. 11-4 Thompson in the fourth. So now here is Olson, who is grounded out and doubled. And that bounces in and down to second base on the wild pitch goes Eliason. Second and third, still nobody out. The first 11 have reached this inning. The 1-0 is high, 2-0. 2-0, the count. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Foul territory. Wendell, it drops in foul territory. And it's 2-1.
2-1 count to Abby Olson.
Two balls, one strike the count. Olson's still up there. And now the 2-1. And that is taken high, ball three, with Fiona Henderson on deck.
Things are just snowballing here in the bottom of the fourth. Thompson gave up 3 runs in the top half.
Here's the 3-1. That's line past Kaya Hurst. Look out. That's why you take a lead in foul territory. 3-2. Boy, did Olson smoke that ball.
Olson gives 1-2 with a courtesy runner.
3-2 the count. Here it comes from Hewitt. And that is high. The bases are reloaded for Fiona Henderson, who was hit by a pitch earlier this inning. And again, Henderson will hit again. Brady Smith to the mound. And that is a Dakota Central pitching change. It'll be Mara Coots when we come back. Cardinals need to put an end to this inning. And very quickly, when we come back, 11-4 Thompson. Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
Defensive changes for the Cardinals. This is a straight switch. The new shortstop, Callie Hewitt. The new pitcher, Mara Coots. Also, the courtesy runner, Roberton, comes in at first base. So, Coots, in her last two appearances, has been very good. She lost to Ray 3-2, but she only gave up one hit in that game. And then against Northern Cass at Fargo Midseason Madness, she came in, got the save, 2 1/3 innings, no hits, just one walk is all she gave up. The book is not closed on Hewitt. When it is, we'll let you know the totals. The pitch is grounded inside third and down the left field line. Two more runs scored. Roberton goes to third, and on the throw to second, Henderson. It's a two RBI single, and it's 13-4.
Two-run double. Thompson has scored 11 runs this inning to lead 13-4 in the bottom of the fourth. Still nobody out. This is amazing.
And now there's the courtesy runner, and now we know who it is. It's Emily Schumacher. That's who it is at second base.
Okay. Emily Schumacher is the...
So Schumacher runs. First pitch from Coots is low to Casey Munson, 1-0.
Still nobody out. This is amazing.
1-0 to Munson.
14th batter of the
pitch. Hitter. And the 14th consecutive batter to reach to begin this inning for Thompson. Here's Morgan Muse for the second time. She doubled earlier this inning. This was 4-2 Carrington coming in to the bottom of the fourth. It is now 13-4 Thompson, and a ground ball off of both Coots and Hewitt into center field. Two runs will score. It's 15-4 on an E6. They're not going to charge Coots with the error, which that's exactly right. E6, two more runs. It's 15-4. And now Thompson three outs away from the regional final. Here's Claire Colling, who has doubled twice and tripled. She takes ball one. Carrington will almost certainly be playing again later, weather permitting. Here's a 1-0. Colling flies it foul and out of play, 1-1.
Now Muse will get one RBI because they would have got a run to score on the ground ball. So ball in the air and one RBI on the play.
1-1, the pitch. Down and out, gets away, nobody moves.
No harm, no foul, nobody moves. Runners in first and third for time.
So now the...
scored 13 times in the fourth.
Line for Callie Hewitt is closed. The book is closed, I should say. The pitch is a strike, and it's 2-2. And the final numbers for Callie, she goes three innings, gives up 11 hits, 11 earned runs out of 14 runs with two walks and no strikeouts. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, and they don't have to throw. Now, oh, they could have thrown to second to get the second out. And the strikeout is the first out of the inning.
For out number one. And the advance in the second is Morgan Mews. Staying in Casey Munson.
And I guess you give a stolen base to Mews, yeah. First pitch to Schwab is high, 1-0. That's a fortunate stolen base, because actually what it was in that moment she forgot what the rule was about a preoccupied first base, I think. The pitch is wide, 2-0 to Schwab. She tripled this inning. It is 15-4, Thompson, a 13-run inning. The pitch, Low ball three with Mile working on deck.
Tremendous bottom of the fourth. Bouncing 13 run score. They lead 15-4 over Carrington.
The pitch. Inside ball three. Or I beg your pardon, ball four. Base is loaded for Maya Workin, who has reached on an error, walked and flied out. And with this at bat, Thompson has batted around twice in the inning. The pitch. Lined into left, a base hit, a run is home. Now here comes the second run, slipping. Here's no relay, so a two RBI single. That was a bit of a mess around the bases for Muse, but it's a two RBI single, and it's 17-4.
And Thompson's up 17-4 with 15 runs in
a 15-run inning, and there's still just a one out. Here's Kaya Hurst for the third time this inning. She has singled and doubled in this inning and also singled earlier. The pitch. Hit on the ground. Woo! Nice play by Matt Chandler. He was ready for it in the third base coach's box. No one won the count. 17-4, the pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-2.
This has been a wild fourth inning, if you include the top half as well.
0-2.
Three in the top half, they took the lead.
Here it is.
And then Thompson is just...
And it's low, 1-2. Gets away, both runners move up on the wild one.
Wild pitch, move up. Schwab to third.
1-2 to Kaya Hurst with Cynthia Eliason on deck. Here's a 1-2. Hit on the ground, back to Coots. Throw to first, both runners move up. That means a run scores, and it's 18-4.
And Thompson picks up yet another run, working down to third. Hurst is out on a 1-3 put out. Give her a run.
And here's Cynthia Eliason.
That's the second out.
Or not.
18-4 Thompson.
Don't think that's Elias. In fact, I know it's not Eliason. And we'll see if the home plate umpire will tell us who it is. I sure hope he will. I think he said 15.
Matty Rude, number 15.
And it is Matty Rude who will hit. Here in the fourth, it's 18-4, and a fly ball into left. Nice is there. It's overhead. Another run is home. Rude into second. It'll be a double.
Got to be a double.
Nobody touched it. And it's 19-4. And we're going
to
get another pinch hitter. This is not going to be Abigail Olson either. The 21st hitter of the inning.
I think they said six. Addison Lopez.
Addison Lopez will hit. 19-4 Thompson in the fourth. The pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. So Carrington will have to score at least six in the fifth to keep the game going. The pitch. A strike 0-2. Have no idea if that was a called strike or a swinging strike. Both were accurate. 0-2 the count. Here it is. In the dirt, 1-2 to Lopez. One and two the count. And Coots throws. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The side is retired, but 17 runs come home. And at the end of four innings, it's now Thompson 19, Carrington 4. Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Running tough, running strong. High Plains Equipment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devils Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly, knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
Well, all Carrington have to do now is come back from 15 runs down with 9 outs. Or they better get 6 runs this inning to continue the game. Cadence Van Ray, Callie Hewitt, Bryn Smith, good part of the order to do it. Abigail Olson has thrown 75 pitches through 4 innings. She throws a strike to Van Ray, who has been hit by a pitch and singled. The 0-1 is a strike on the inside, 0-2. Here's the 0-2. And Van Ray swings and misses to throw to first in time, and there's one down. Van Ray is retired. And here's Callie Hewitt. She's 0-for-1 with the fly out and a sacrifice fly RBI. Thompson will, if this score holds, play for the regional title again. That's down and in 1-0. That'll be at 3 p.m. tomorrow against the winner of Mayport CG against Pembina County North. Here's a drive to center, and Callie Hewitt has gone deep in back-to-back games. Her fourth of the year, and it's 19-5 as Hewitt got every bit of that one to center. 19-5, and here comes Bryn Smith.
Carrington still needs 5 runs in this top of the fifth to avoid the 10-run rule.
She absolutely clobbered that. That was hit very, very hard. And so it's 19-5.
Bases are empty now with 1 out. Brings up Bryn Smith, the first base.
First pitch to Smith is popped up foul and out of play. It's 0-1. It lands on the top of the fence and careens back into the field of play. It's 0-1. Nothing in one, the count to Bryn Smith. The pitch. Bryn takes ball 1. She has walked and grounded out. 1-1. Olsen throws. And it's high, 2-1. 2 balls and 1 strike, the count. Now the 2-1 is high, ball 3. Lauren Hendrickson on deck. The 3-1 is ball 4. Bryn on with her second walk, and here comes Lauren Hendrickson, who has flied out and been called out on strikes.
That'll bring up Lauren Hendrickson.
The pitch gets away, and down to second is Smith. A very wild pitch from Olson.
That's 4 wild pitches for Abby Olson today.
1-0, the count to Hendrickson. The pitch is hit up in the air to left, moving over towards the line, and having it go right off of her glove is Kurz. Around third is Smith. She'll score. Into second is Hendrickson on the E7. It's 19-6.
No RBI. Smith comes in, runner at second.
And here's Ella Volk. She's been hit by a pitch and grounded out. The pitch. Volk fists it towards shallow right, and it's dropped by the second baseman. Well, this is getting a little messy here. An E4. Back-to-back errors on the Tommies, and here comes Bailey Ness. And a mound visit here brought to you by Dakota Central. And I got to think that the topic of conversation in this mound visit is, seriously, catch the ball. I mean, in not so many words, but seriously, it's 19-5. Now 19-6. Just make a catch. Because the last thing Thompson wants is for this game to continue. Ness has struck out and been hit by a pitch, and she fouls the first one off. It's 0-1.
It's over. Swing the foul. Bailey Ness down. No balls and 1 strike.
2 on, 1 out, and 1 in. two in, rather. The pitch is high. 1-1 the count.
Runners at first and second, Volk at first.
1-1 to Bailey Ness. The pitch. Line behind the circle. Another collision. But it is caught by the second baseman, Eliason. Two down. That is two collisions that we've seen in this game. And before, well, we can't do that yet. Okay, here's Aubrey Nice. The pitch is a ball. 1-0.
One and
zero to Nice. The pitch inside. 2-0. Nice has singled and reached on an E5. Here's the 2-0 to Nice, and that's ball three. On deck is Mara Coots, and she has 7 career home runs. 3-0. That's ball four. The bases are loaded. Now, if Mara gets a hold of one, the game won't end in this top of the 5th inning. And believe you me, she can get a hold of one. Coots with the bases loaded and 2 down. The pitch from Olsen. And she takes ball one.
Coots today 1-2, single and one.
1-0 to Coots. The pitch. Mara stares down a strike. It's 1-1. A ball and a strike to the pitcher, Coots. Olsen throws, and it's wide. Oh, my goodness. Got the call on it. It wasn't a strike, but got the call on it. 1-2. Now 1-2. Here it is, and a tie, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Coots. Olsen throws, and Coots swings and strikes out, and the Thompson Tommies will play for the regional title. Carrington gets 2 runs in the 5th, but it's not enough. They fall 19-6 in 5 innings.
That does it for
the totals are next when Cardinal Softball continues in a moment.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market, add to your operation, and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
Back in Mayville, B.J. Walters with you. Thompson to the Region 2 final. They beat Carrington 19-6. Before we give you the totals, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to Cardinal Softball in the Region 2 B Tournament.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
Now the totals from Mayville for Thompson, 19 runs, 14 hits, 4 errors, they left 2. Carrington, 6 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors, they left 7. The winning pitcher is Abigail Olsen. The loss is charged to Callie Hewitt. The time of the ball game, 1 hour and 9 minutes. Carrington is now 9-8 on the season, and they are scheduled to play later this afternoon against the loser of Pembina County North and Mayport CG, which is coming up here shortly. I would advise very strongly to keep your eyes peeled on the KDAK 1600 Carrington Facebook page, because if the weather comes and stuff gets messy here, we will let you know about it. If it doesn't, then we will have an elimination game for you later today. Ultimately, a 17-run inning is just tough to overcome as Carrington drops it 19-6. We'll come back and wrap it up when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Bond, Dr. Freilich, and Dr. Jangula, three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson from Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Back with you in Mayville. Cardinals fall 19-6 in 5. It's a double elimination tournament, and so Carrington will be back at it, I would dare say, around 3:15 or so. That's what I would kind of project, 3 or 3:15 here in Mayville. They will be playing the loser of Mayport, CG, Pembina County North, and the winner of that game will advance to tomorrow's scheduled 5 p.m. game for a spot in the state tournament. Our thanks to everybody here in Mayville for all of their help. They're working very hard to get this thing moving, and we are grateful to them for that. Now, speaking on behalf of them and our entire Carrington crew, Superintendent Janelle Helm, High School Principal Connor Weber, and Athletics Director Carla Michelson, my name is BJ Walters. On behalf of them and our entire I3G Media Sports Network crew, we thank you for joining us. Carrington fall 19-6. They will need to win one later today and one tomorrow to make their state tournament debut. Until later this afternoon, so long from Mayville, North Dakota.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Softball here on KDAK, The Cardinal. Cardinal Softball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Bickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and The Hydration Station. For more information on Carrington Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over anytime to newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.